The National Pork Board is calling it, quote, the nastiest disease we have on the planet.
Over the last 13 months, the World Organization of Animal Health says half of China's pigs, about 300 million, have died of African swine virus or been euthanized to prevent the spread of that disease. It's since been reported in more than 50 countries.
The good news is that the United States is not one of them, at least not yet. Authorities here are getting ready for its possible arrival. They're holding drills and exercises that involve state troopers, diagnostic labs, private veterinarians, and public officials.
The Pork Board says it's tough to say whether the virus will spread to America, but if it does, it could have consequences that go beyond the pork industry. Tom Crenshaw is a professor in the Department of Animal Sciences at UW-Madison. He's an expert in swine nutrition and management and past director of the UW Swine Research and Teaching Center just north of Madison. Tom, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Great to be here with you today.
How worried are you and your colleagues about this African swine virus?
It's something that definitely has been hanging over our head for over a year since it first hit China, knowing how fast that it can spread. But it's been a problem in the world, starting in Africa, moving from Africa up into southern Russia and into Eastern Europe, and then from Russia into China. So we know a bit about how the disease has spread. But certainly with, as you mentioned, the population of pigs that are in China, that has huge impacts on the global food supply.
Right. I mean, we've seen stories. This is affecting global trade. This is creating more demand for American pork producers. Good news in the short term, I guess, for American farmers, but very worrisome should this come to the United States.
Oh, yes. Very, very definitely a concern if it hits into the U.S. and issues that working with the federal government and state governments, looking at ways that we can prevent that from entering the U.S. has certainly been something that the pork industry has worked on over the past year.
I want to hit a couple key points about this disease. As I understand it, there is no vaccine at all at this point, right?
Correct. It's a coronavirus. It's a very large virus, and efforts have been made for years, even before it hit China, to develop a vaccine. But because of the nature of the virus, they're just not able to develop a vaccine that's effective against this particular virus.
And we know there are some diseases that spread from one species to another. Right now, this is just something that's affecting pigs.
Is that correct? This is the only, this particular virus is the only animal species that is affected by this. Other diseases would, be able to jump between different species, but this one does not affect other animal species, nor does it affect humans.
What have we learned about how this disease spreads?
I think a lot of the spread probably has come to kind of the wild pig population. And so those are pigs that, are not under farm and management systems. And so that's a reservoir pigs that are not controlled. And even in China, I've been there looking at some of their operations, and they're concerned in building fences around some of their operations to try to keep the wild pig out. So the organisms harbored in those animals, and then we have less control over that population of pigs.
Well, I say uh-oh then, because I know we have a growing, right, wild pig problem in the United States.
Right. There's certainly been wild pigs in the U.S. For centuries now, since the early settlements here. And that population has expanded in recent years, especially in some of the southern states.
Talking to Tom Crenshaw from UW-Madison, looking at a pig virus that's devastating livestock in China, concerns it could come here to the U.S. What are the ways people are watching for that this could spread from maybe Asia to the United States?
So a number of different ways that the organism could spread. Certainly, pig movement, but pigs are not, transferred from China to the U.S. live. Pigs are not moved in that direction. So the pork products, and we do know that the virus can survive in the food products, processed food products, different estimates on that from 6 weeks to maybe several months in just the processed food. And that's very unusual for a virus to survive that long outside of a host animal. Other ways that it might spread through, maybe certain feed ingredients, or a study just released this week that it could actually be carried by passengers that would arrive at airports just on their baggage or maybe shoes that have been in areas that might be infected by the organism. So certainly pork products that would be brought in. A lot of the airports have dogs that would sniff and search for pork products. So They're using dogs at airports not to necessarily search for drugs, but actually to search for food products that might be brought in.
What here in the United States are people doing to prepare for, fingers crossed it won't happen, but to prepare for that first instance of this virus in the U.S.? Yeah.
So working at a state level, and but from a federal disease control level to prevent foreign animal diseases from getting in, there's actually been a practice exercise just recently conducted in, I think, about 14 of the top states in the U.S. that have the larger number of pigs. And they've gone through exercises that would prepare that might even involve using local police departments to stop transport of animals for if there was a known outbreak in a certain region. For example, if Wisconsin broke with African swine fever, there would be an immediate stop of transport of animals for at least 72 hours to try to isolate and more better identify then how they might control and contain the spread of the disease in that region.
How big an economic problem could this be if it came to the United States and got out of that control?
Right. It would be billions of dollars now in just the impact on the industry. And I think there's now even a bigger concern. That's certainly a concern of what it would do to the U.S., but it's a bigger concern even with what's happened in China to the global food supply. And so pork actually represents a very large product on a global basis of what consumers would eat for just a food supply. And because of the devastation that's occurred in China with the loss of pork and the number of people that are fed for that, and then Vietnam has been hit, other countries in Southeast Asia, Philippines, North and South Korea have all been infected with this, so it's spread throughout Asia. So that food, that's going to have dramatic impact on the food supply and the distribution, the contribution that pork provides into the food supply around the world.
Now, in addition to the public health efforts, briefly in our last few moments, I assume there's a frantic race to try to come up with a vaccine still?
Right. There are a lot of people that have worked in this, and I know scientists in China have invested a lot of effort into that. The Chinese government has put effort into development of vaccine, but the virus is apparently a very difficult virus to produce a vaccine against, and it even with all that effort, and even before it broke to China, there'd been an effort to try to make a vaccine for that, but it's just not an easy one to solve.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Tom Crenshaw is a professor in the Department of Animal Sciences at UW-Madison. We talked to him about what pork producers around the country are doing to protect pigs from this African swine fever.